Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What else?
Well, that's because I want to be an APD. I had to call in.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You had to call in, Dave, because you believe that Arabs are infiltrating into the Mexican community?
Yes, sir, I do, because one of the things that I want to do as an LAPD police officer when I finally graduate is to go into investigative work. And if you look closely, there's very little difference between a Mexican or a Cuban and an Arab. And the one exception, and here's my investigative ability, the Arab gives himself away. They're not able to handle, a lot of Arab people are not able to handle Mexican food or Cuban food because it's like hot and spicy. And another thing they do at the end of the day, they get on their knees and bow like to the sun or something, and that's a dead giveaway. And the only reason why I called your program is that
the Arabs get on their knees at the end of the day and bow to the sun.
Yes, sir, because
that's a Muslim thing.
Right, but that's a dead giveaway. That's what I'm saying. And what the reason why I called your program is to let Mexican-American people know, don't be stupid, man. There are a lot of Arabs that are trying to sneak in and try to cover up and be Mexican or Cuban, and because they look a lot like Cubans. They're not so much like Mexicans, but they do look a lot like Cubans, and they're trying to get in.
Well, wait. Hold on for a minute. Arab what, spies?
Arab spies, that's right, yeah, or infiltrators or something like that. And they don't want to go into no Arab place, no Arab neighborhood, or drink in Arab bars and places like that. They come down, they drink at our bars. So they blend in. If you look at an Arab, put a mustache on him, he's a Mexican.
Okay, David, is you're a criminal justice student, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm taking an L.A. Mission College.
And you eventually do want to be a police officer?
That is correct. And the other thing that...
Well, here, let's just to just get into this further comment that you were making about the Arabs are sneaking into Mexican communities. Do you have any proof of that?
I have some notions. I mean, I'm just trying to let the Mexican community know, you know, hey, man, don't let no Arab jump you. And, like, all of a sudden, some dude, like, for instance, if you have a friend of yours...
Do you have any evidence, is what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys, like, I know their nickname, but I don't know their name, you know? Like, there's a guy on my street, we nickname him Little Puppet.
Little Puppet.
That's right. But I don't know what his name is. And somebody said to me, well, yeah, he's got a name like Muhammad... whatever and so forth, or Jamal, what do you care? I mean, these are names. That ain't no Mexican name, that's for sure.
Well, I can tell you, if a guy who looks like a Mexican has got a name like Muhammad, what's his name, or Jamal, what do you care, then it's possible that he is Arab. But hiding out in the Mexican community...
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Mexican-American community, I'm a little bit disappointed in them.
Why is that?
Because I would hope that they would have already thought about this. If you look at the pictures of the hijackers, they all look exactly like Mexicans. And it's obvious that they're trying to trump us and make Mexicans look like we hijack jets. And we don't hijack no jets, man. And we don't do none of that stuff. And these Arabs are trying to trump us out. And I'm here to tell the Arabs, we're on to you. And
well, look, whoa, man, I don't want to get some crap started between the Mexican-American community and the Arabs, okay?
Then tell them, man, if you're going to come hide out, you're a dead giveaway, like bowing to the sun.
What Arab who's trying to infiltrate the Mexican community and not be seen by the authorities would kneel down and bow to the sun at the end of the day? And they don't bow to the sun, man. They bow to Mecca.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
They're not bowing to the sun.
You can bow to Mecca, man, and bow to the setting sun.
Mecca's to the east.
It's to the west, too. It's to the west, too, if you didn't...
Okay, all right, so Mecca's to the west, too. I guess you can bow to the east or bow to the west. What are you telling me, that a guy, they're a dead giveaway because they're bowing?
That's correct.
I don't think that an Arab cat who doesn't want anybody to know who he is going to get on his knees and bow. Do you?
I don't know how stupid these people are, man. They must be pretty stupid if they think they're going to pass off as Mexican. Because the only... First of all, man, a lot of them are growing mustaches to try to look Mexican. Well, there ain't no young people in the Mexican-American community who wear mustaches. That's only like the older people. So that's strike number one, man. No young guy wears a mustache. Well, I just said we got to weed out these Arab infiltrators because, let's face it, the Anglos don't know how to do it. They think we look like Arabs, and Arabs is looking like us, and they don't know. And the other people who are at risk are Italians, too. That's another thing. You're up for grabs, too, man. And I think that you have to understand that, because...
What is the upshot of this, Dave, so we can get to this here? You're afraid that the Arabs are infiltrating the Mexican community, and nobody can tell the difference?
That's correct, yeah.
And you also feel that the Arabs could infiltrate the Italian-American community, and nobody's going to tell the difference?
That is correct. Look at Italian, man. Might as well be an Arab, a lot of them.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You don't have any real proof that any Arabs have infiltrated the Mexican-American community, do you?
Only what I said. And a couple of things that are observational, Mr. Henry.
Give me one of these observational things.
First of all, Arabs, they don't like their women walking in front of them. They like their women walking behind them. Everybody knows that a Mexican-American man likes his woman walking ahead of him because, I mean...
You like looking at her ass.
That's right. You got it. The Arabs, man, I don't even know if half these guys are maricón, you know? And,
okay, what's that maricón stuff, all right?
Well, I mean, they don't seem to dig women. They don't like them walking in front of them so they can check out their butts. They cover them all up so you can't see no ass, you can't see no boobs.
Okay, man, I mean, that's like a religious thing or a traditional dress thing.
But you see what I'm saying, man? I don't know if these cats are maricón, well, I don't want to say maricón, but I don't know. I don't think they dig women too much. That's the first thing you can see. You see a guy that looks like a Mexican, but he's got his woman walking behind him.
And maybe she's covered up in one of those shawls?
Well, then that would mean that
yeah. that's pretty much a dead giveaway.
But you know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
About what?
About a lot of these Arab guys.
Not liking women?
They don't seem to like women at all, no. And I mean, I think they probably prefer to have sex with their women only to have, like, a baby. And the rest of the time, they probably party in a hot tub or something.
Well, this is all a lot of very inflammatory speculation, questioning the sexual orientation of Arab men because their women are walking behind them, which isn't always the case. Now, if you see that in your neighbor, and what do you mean you got a homeboy named Snoopy, but his real name is Muhammad, what's his name?
Well, I'm just saying, there's a possibility.
All right, well, so these observations that you're making... Arabs infiltrating the Mexican-American community are simply anecdotal and colloquial.
Yeah, I mean...
You don't know what that means, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anecdotal is just sort of something you pick up off the street. Colloquial is just sort of mainstream. It's what the masses are saying. But there's no real proof to any of this, okay? And what was that comment you said that the Anglos don't know how to look at the Arabs and tell whether they're infiltrating or not?
That's what I'm talking about. Like the Anglos don't know the difference between an Arab and a Mexican. We all look the same, right? That's why I'm saying the Mexican-American community can do its part in weeding out Arabs. But first of all, man, if you see a guy walking down the street and he ain't checking out his woman's ass...
He's got to be an Arab.
That's right.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name? Dave? Who believes that there's a real possibility Arab infiltrators and spies are in the Mexican-American community because Mexicans and Arabs and Cubans all look the same. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Right now, we have to be on guard because the Arabs, they'll infiltrate into the Mexican community or Italian community, and next thing you know, I mean, you got a bunch of Arab infiltrators pretending like, you know, they're Mexicans.
Well, why would an Arab infiltrator or an Arab spy go into the Mexican community just because he looks like what? To hide out?
To hide out, to try to plot his next move.
And what, go down to the Mercado every weekend? Or if he's in the Italian community, he's gone out a little Italy or something?
I don't know. You know, just so he's not going to pick up a lot of heat. You know, right now, everybody knows they're Arab. But if they put on a shiny suit or so, I don't know. You know what?
Put on a shiny suit. Man, that is like so... You know what I'm saying? It's just a stereotype.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, and I'm trying to tell the Mexicans and the Cubans and the Italians to be on the lookout for them.
Yeah, and the way you know that they're an Arab is because they kneel on a carpet and bow to the sun.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Tony, you're on the Phil Henry Show. You got your radio turned up? Have you got your radio turned up?
Hello?
Turn it down.
Turn the radio down. I just think Dave has a lot of misconceptions about Italians and Mexicans. Is he even Mexican?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, is Dave even Mexican?
I'm Mexican-American.
Mexican-American? You're telling me, what if you have a gay Mexican? You can't tell another Mexican from a Mexican or from
Hey, Tony, you got to back off that phone because it's clipping, okay? We can't hear anything you're saying, so just back away from it a little bit.
I wasn't talking about that. An Arab dude bows on the carpet, man, and bows to the sun. You had never seen that?
I could tell the difference between an Arab and a Mexican. An Italian is. I mean, maybe a Mexican and an Arab.
Okay, I can't understand a word you're saying. Your phone really blows. You, half of you guys, before you call a show, need to go out and buy an $8 million phone. Okay, Renee, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, because I'm on the cell phone, too. You know, I'm really concerned about, you know, our president has told us to get back to life as normal, and I know that normal is never going to be the same again, but I'm really concerned about all of these people that are so stereotypic these days. You know, the Arabs, the people who did this, they weren't trying to hide out in the Mexican community.
Wait a second. The Arabs that are spying on America right now have had to go underground in the Mexican factor. And are you Mexican?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I don't have any problem with you, ma'am. I have a problem with the Mexicans that ain't, like, checking it out and seeing some Arab dude. It's easy to spot an Arab dude. He doesn't like women. You know, most of them are maricón.
I told you to knock it off with that maricón stuff, okay?
I mean,
you want to say gay, say gay.
A lot of these Arab guys like guys, you know?
I think it's as tragic as it is for the poor Arab women.
They oil up and die. That's the whole sexual kick, man. They oil each other up and commit like some kind of sodomy and then fly a plane into it.
Oh, come on, man. With your knowledge of that culture, go ahead.
I read it.
Yeah, read it online.
Yeah, I probably read it in some tabloid. Can I just say, though, to you before you interrupt me?
On an online site called Arabs Suck or something like that. I forget what it was.
Well, naturally, it would say that then, wouldn't it? Go ahead, Renee.
Okay, thank you. I just think we should really be cautious about what we say, because it usually comes back to bite us in the butt eventually.
Wait a second. This is the United States of America. Are you still telling me now that we're not supposed to have speech freedom?
Because some towelhead said
that I can't say nothing. Hey,
all
they do is like give it to each other in the butt.
Will you stop it?
The difference between what you're saying and what I'm saying is I wish that we could censor some people, but if we censored some people, they'd have to censor me too.
And that's right. I totally agree.
And that would
mean that it's like the dictatorship of the Nazis.
Will you shut up and let the lady finish? I've been listening to your crap about kneeling on rugs and bowing to the sun, and how they walk ahead of their women because they don't dig looking at chicks' asses, and this maricón stuff. Just listen to what the lady's saying.
Wait a minute, Renee.
What did you just call me?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you just call me?
A dick?
Yeah, that's what I thought you called me.
I'm sorry.
Good.
You know,
if
you want to show some respect for women, let me speak.
Who?
If you want to show that you respect women, let me speak and not interrupt me.
Well, I do respect women, but not like that.
No, but, God forbid we'd let them talk, huh?
Exactly.
You respect women, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I do respect women, and I allow them to speak their mind. But you don't.
Well, I'll try to learn.
Yes, so let this lady talk, okay?
Well, I think it's important.
Thank you very much. I think it's important. Oh, I'm sorry, I should shut up, shouldn't I, Renee?
Yeah, you're running
your mouth. Well, you know, I am on my cell phone, and I'm driving around my neighborhood because I'm ready to go home.
Go ahead, Renee.
But you won't let me speak. You know, the thing about being speculative about...
I love women. I'll show you to come up.
Will you shut up?
This guy's almost as frustrating as Margaret Gray, I have to say.
I love women. Come over and I'll show you some of my Latin respect.
See, yeah. Now that's, yeah, that's real respectful. That's real.
Go ahead, Renee. Say what you want to say.
You know, he.
Oh, I'm sorry. We lost the connection. Okay, here is Fatima on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Fatima. Fatima?
Yeah, I'm
Fatima,
here.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say that Muslims have been misunderstood for all these years, and it's about time.
How come you're hiding out in the Mexican community, man?
Muslim people don't treat women bad. We have high respect. Before women had the right to vote in America, we had the right to vote before that.
Do Muslim men like women?
Excuse me?
Do Muslim men even like women? I mean, do
yes,
they like
they
to have,
do. What are you
they
talking?
Like,
they, yes,
do
they,
they
do.
Like
and
to have sex with them and stuff?
They have respect for them.
They have, do they like to have sex with women and stuff?
Hey, don't talk like this. Have
respect.
Well,
I'm just asking, man. I'm just asking you. You know,
have a little respect.
No, I'm just wondering, are they all maricón?
Would you, if you say that maricón one more time, I'm hanging up on you.
Okay, let me ask you something, Fatima.
Yes?
Did, like, a Muslim guy ever grab your ass?
You are such...
I'm just asking, man. I got to know.
Where are you from, sir?
Where am I from?
Yeah. What's your nationality?
Baghdad.
You from...
Baghdad?
Yeah.
I thought you said you're a Mexican American.
You are uneducated. You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Even calling the radio.
Well, how come all these Arabs are hiding out down with the homies, man? Like this one guy that I know. His name's Little Puppet, right? I says, hey, man, what? Hello? She hung up.
Yo, well, what, do you blame her? Where are you from? Baghdad.
This cat, Little Puppet, is...
Yeah, his name is Muhammad Whatever.
Yeah, Muhammad Whatever. How'd you know? You know that guy?
Yeah, I have known him for a long time. He's a really great guy. Weird ass. Sorry about that, folks. All the Arabs are hiding out in the Mexican community. I got to tell you something, though. I was in a Mexican restaurant last night, and all the people in there, I thought they looked Arab to me. They said they didn't have the beards. They had the big mustaches. Hey, I want to tell you something here. Can we get rid of these clowns? That Mexican you guys screened. 1-800-449-8686. This is a piece of information that I've been wanting to impart to you. I'm going to try to do it as quickly as I can because we don't have a lot of time. This has to do with our website, the Phil Hendry Show website. And on the 15th, Monday the 15th, the Phil Hendry Show will be replacing all free audio streaming with a brand new subscription service called Phil Hendry's Streamlink. You guys listening on the internet right now, those of you who like to go back and listen to the shows after the fact, with Phil Hendry's Streamlink, you can listen anytime you like to any program from the last 30 days, four times more than ever before. For the first time ever, pick from Windows Media or Real Audio for any archive show. And we're also going to introduce a new high-quality stream delivery that's 250% better than the old system. Plus, we're going to be offering exclusive highlights each week in streaming audio, a feature that you cannot get elsewhere. On the 15th, that'll be this coming Monday, free streaming of the live and archive Phil Hendry Show will be eliminated. To learn more about Phil Hendry's Streamlink, please visit our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You'll listen anytime you like to any Phil Hendry Show for the last 30 days. That's over 60 hours a week, 400% more than we have ever offered before. You can listen in Windows Media format, Real Audio. Get 15 hours a week of live streaming of the show delivered to your computer in high-quality, crystal-clear audio. Daily highlights. Every afternoon, we capture short highlight clips featuring the very best moments of the previous show. And we've got exclusive content. Greatest moments ever on tape, and we will be posting exclusive audio clips every week. These are not available anywhere else, and in fact, these are some audio clips of our show that go back years, previous generations of the Phil Hendry Show. Some of them might even go back to our days in Minneapolis. So this is something that you really need to check out. We don't really know why you want to listen to all of this crap, but you should. It's the new Phil Hendry Show subscription site, debuting on Monday. Go to philhendryshow.com for more details, philhendryshow.com. And while we're on the subject, I wanted to go over and check out and see what the Phil Hendry Polls America question is for today and see how we are doing with the voting. Today's question, all-time scumbag enemy of the USA, is it Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, King George III, Hideki Tojo, Ho Chi Minh, or Kaiser Wilhelm II? And the voting... Osama bin Laden, 46%. Hitler at 38%. Look at that. So vote. Visit the Phil Hendry Show website.
Phil Hendricks. Flashback.
You know something?
No, I think you need to be quiet. This is my dime. Okay?
Your dime.
You're totally contradicting yourself.
It's a 1-800,
okay?
It's a 1-800 number, darling. There is no
okay,
dime.
I still get charged on my cell phone for 800 numbers. Thank you.
Oh, well,
okay,
that's a bad
anyway.
Plan. Maybe you should get a better plan.
Anyway.
You're the one at a phone booth.
Because I wanted to defend our actor.
Well, our actor is not as precious as every individual in this country. I love actors just as much as the next person. But our community would not be totally destroyed if the actors were bleeding from the eyes or blood dropping out of their butt. Okay? It's going to be just as devastating if my next-door neighbor has that crap happen while they're outside playing with my children.
Absolutely. Listen, your children are precious to you. My children are precious to me.
But well, don't get on the air and say
something. I'm going to say something you won't agree with. I would be happy to sacrifice at least part of my son's health so I don't have to be put through the disgusting spectacle of Julia. I am so upset, Phil.
Oh, you're right, okay. Psycho. If you're going to sacrifice your child's health for some actor that you don't even know,
that is
just psycho. You are nuts. I'm sorry. You do not sacrifice your children. You don't sacrifice your children for nothing.
So in other words,
if you think our children are the most precious things in this world, we can grow new actors.
So you want to be put through the spectacle of Julia Roberts with a finger shoved up her crack. Is that it?
I don't care. It's going to be a lot worse to see my child
acting
like
that. They're not going to keep...
Okay?
They're not going to keep...
That's Julia Roberts' problem. She's not my problem. My problem is my children. It is our responsibility to rebuild this nation with our children.
What director in his right mind would leave that scene in?
And I'm sure something happened like that. Julia Roberts would not be filming a movie while something like that was happening to her.
With her hips thrust forward and her finger...
Excuse me, have you experienced the anthrax virus personally that you know these symptoms so well?
My understanding is it creates a vaginal itch.
Okay, we don't need to have all of that.
I think your vaginal itch may come from something else, honey.
How dare you?
I mean, please.
How dare you?
How dare you get on the air and act like a stupid idiot? Please. You need to take your quarter out of the machine and go somewhere else. I mean, give me a break. If you're going to sacrifice our children... for some actors be replaced.
So in other words, you would not even consider sacrificing your child if the next citizen came.
If I am standing in line for an antidote, if I am standing in line for an antidote, I am not going to let Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, I'm not going to let nobody cut in line. I am sorry. Not if my money is just as good as theirs. Everybody else in this world has just as much money and some more than these actors.
Jennifer, no one wants to see Julia Roberts.
Oh, please.
Drag her ass across a driveway like a dog.
I don't want to see my children doing that either.
And the idea that you'd sacrifice your child's life if...
Thank you.
You know...
If we could have another AI...
Oh, if we could have another AI, yes.
You need to get a life sentence. Get out of the movies.
I live in the movies.
There's a real life out here. There's this thing called life going on outside of the movies.
Many of them are my dear friends.
Well, you better tell your dear friends that they get in line for the anthrax vaccine. Let's keep in mind this, Jennifer. None of these actors or actresses that we're talking about have ever said anything about wanting anthrax vaccine. You know that.
Well, how do you know? You don't know any of them. I do.
You don't know Brad
Pitt. I can guarantee you these actors and actresses would not expect to go to the front of the line. And if they do, they need their asses kicked out.
And you know something else? Julia Roberts would be ashamed to hear you talking about her dragging her rear end across the driveway like a dog.
And all these people would be ashamed for you even mentioning their name like that.
I am simply trying to protect her life.
You're making her sound like an idiot. Drag her ass on the driveway like a dog.
You're making yourself sound like an idiot.
That vaginal itch crack, I noted that. Don't worry about it.
Well, you note it all day long, honey, because, you know, your morals are right down the toilet.
Oh, man. If I had business in Houston...
Please.
Think I'm chicken, huh?
Okay, grow up, will you?
Yeah. What,
you laughing at... Don't laugh at me.
Phil Hendricks. Flashback.
There you go. That's Margaret, 1-800-449-8686. When's that, from Thursday? That was last Thursday. We didn't run our flashback on Friday, and we didn't run a flashback yesterday because we were doing our straight news talk in Advent in the aftermath of the attacks on Afghanistan on Sunday. Dropped a whole lot of bombs between then and now, and there's going to be a whole lot of big words coming out of these Taliban cats. I just love to listen to them. I love to listen to them. I love to hear what they have to say because I just love to hear all the bullcrap. there's going to be a war waged on America, and it's just going to be the worst hell. You notice they were quiet up until we hit them, and now they're saying all this stuff. It's just, to me, they got nothing planned. They thought they'd hit the World Trade Center, then lay low, and then we do what apparently everybody said that our retaliation would cause them to do something. Well, now they ain't doing anything. They're just talking again. Come on, try something. Oh, now don't say that, Phil. You may encourage. There may be some Al-Qaeda people listening, and this is very irresponsible broadcasting. Oh, baloney. Come on, try something. Anything. Bring it on, baby. What am I saying? This could be a terrible thing for... I don't care. I'm going to convince them to do it. I'm sure, as if Phil Henry going, they go, that does it. We go, oh, that filthy hen. That's the guy right there, that smart ass with the fake voices. That guy. Okay, here's Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Frank?
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
I wanted to make a comment on the what you were talking about, the guy that was breaking into the cockpit on that flight to Chicago.
Right.
And I flew to Las Vegas last year, and coming back from Las Vegas, the co-pilot was asked to step off the plane, and they had overbooked the flight, and they wanted to know if anyone would want to volunteer to sit in the co-pilot's seat. And I thought that was kind of strange, so my wife and my
parents... Yeah, what airplane, you were flying where?
From Las Vegas to Santa Barbara.
On what kind of a plane?
Pacific SkyWest.
What, was it a prop?
Yeah, it was about a 14 or 16-man plane.
Oh, it was a little prop plane.
Yeah, and they asked somebody who wanted to volunteer to sit in it, and I said, well, I'll go ahead and do it.
Now, why did they need someone to sit there?
Because they didn't have any other seats in the airplane. They ran out of seats. They had overbooked the return flight.
Huh.
And so I volunteered to sit there. So I got up in there, and I kept my hands to myself, and I asked the pilot, I said, now, in the event something happens to you, what, you know, he said, well, just pay attention to what I'm doing and watch real close.
Obviously joking.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Just watch real close, and you'll know how to fly a plane.
Yeah, it was a smooth flight, but I just thought it was kind of strange that you could get in, you know, that, I mean, who knows who it could have been? I mean,
I don't know, dude. People. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I never heard of it. It sounds really weird. I guess you could have hijacked the plane is what you're saying, huh?
Yeah, basically, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right, man. All kinds of crap. I just read a thing here on the news, and thanks for your call, Frank. That Hollywood filmmakers are being tapped by the United States government to help them dream up possible terrorist assault scenarios so they don't miss a thing. So they're going to go to those opium smokers and find out what those guys smoke to figure out half the crap they come up with. And half of this, some of these guys are the guys that came up with Die Hard and some other things. And they're going to check it out, and they're going to find out from these guys how, you know, just what kind of colorful thing could they do? What kind of wild... Okay, they could hit the water. They could do our food. They could... You know what they're doing? Right now, they're doing it. They're just saying these things, and they're getting us freaked out, and we're, like, screaming at each other right now. Let me ask you a question. What's worse, an anthrax attack or the fear that one is imminent? I ask you, what's worse? I mean, yeah, people would die from an anthrax attack, I suppose. So from that standpoint, you say, well, that's worse because there's a loss of life. But I just put from the psychological, from the vulnerability point of view, what is worse? A bombing of a place, even if there was nobody in the building. Do you realize that if there was no one in the building, the mere fact that a bomb goes off anywhere in this country right now would be enough for some people to just slit their wrists and jump from a building? Just as they're jumping, slitting their wrist, and then shooting themselves as they're going down. Just covering all bases before they hit the sidewalk. Just a bomb going off anywhere is enough to freak anybody out. And do you realize that just the mere talk of it has got enough people freaked out? So right now, these guys are waging more of their low-tech, high-concept war on America. To wit, If you can't fly an airplane into a building loaded with fuel, you can always use propaganda and psychological warfare on those Americans because they're pretty jumpy people. And we can say anything, and we can do anything, and we can tell them that we're going to do this and tell them we're going to do that, and they all freak out. Look at them. See, they think you're weak. I say you, I mean myself included. They think that we are a degenerate, weak culture, a culture fed on the quick cuts of MTV and the marvelous foods of McDonald's and Taco Bell, the rollerblading lifestyle, the sitting and having a margarita on a Sunday afternoon, sitting on our fat ass and looking at our widescreen TV, checking out what's up on the internet, checking out what the next interactive pay-per-view kind of a thing is, looking at WrestleMania, checking out the WCW, let's see what new porn movie is out, Hugh Hefner, whatever that guy is that did Penthouse, what's his name? Oh, who knows, you guys, when's the last time you read a dirty magazine? They just think that this culture is soft. The society is filled with soft people. And I got another observation that I'm about to make here that will probably piss off a few people. Beyond the obvious mistakes and the obvious foreign policy crimes that this country has committed, and I recognize that we have blown it in many ways, you have to understand, and I'm sure you do, and the Arab world needs to know that we get that most of this is just their dislike for our culture. That's all there is to it. It's got nothing to do with whether the Palestinians get a homeland or not. It doesn't have anything to do. They could care less if the Palestinians all shot themselves tomorrow. Bin Laden wouldn't lose one minute of sleep. They could all go out and throw themselves into the Mediterranean and drown en masse the whole bunch of those Palestinians, which are nothing but a bunch of freaking unwashed Mexicans as far as he's concerned. The Palestinians to Bin Laden are what a lot of Mexicans coming of the Rio Grande are to a lot of Californians. Just a lot of unwashed, you know, I don't want to deal with that kind of people. He could care less. What he doesn't like is the way we live. And a lot of Arabs don't like the way we live. And a lot of those Muslims just don't dig the fact that we got a lot. And we keep making a lot, and we got a lot of juice, and we keep paying a few maitre d's around town. We grease a lot of palms. We get a lot of stuff going. We get a lot of the stuff that we want because we grease a lot of people. And maybe if those clerics tried greasing a few people other than their boyfriends, they might have a little bit of what this world's got to offer. So don't make any mistake about that either. Yeah, I recognize that America has supported the wrong people and the Palestinian thing. But a lot of this is just they just don't dig the way we live. Well, one other thing. A lot of those towelheads give themselves away in a lot of different ways. And one of the things they're doing now, as far as I'm concerned, is A, they're giving away the fact that we're rocking their world a little bit. That's A. B, they're giving away the fact that I don't think they have such a concerted plan B to go to. I think they've got a few isolated groups of fanatics that would love to pull something off, but I don't think they have some enormous plan. Otherwise, I'd see some kind of a plan in effect right now. What I'm hearing are threats, and they're new threats. They didn't happen after the September the 11th attack. Now they're happening all of a sudden because we hit them. Now that's not, to me, that isn't the voice of an organization with a methodical plan for retaliation. That's the voice of kind of pissed off people using the only low-tech weapon that they've got this time out. Instead of an airplane into a building, it's a lot of hot air. It's called propaganda. It's called psychological warfare. It's called, we're going to get you, you watch, and maybe they will. I don't know. Maybe some guy will sneak through the net. But it ain't like they've got a whole army of these cats just ready, willing, and able to affect whatever it is they want to affect. Probably half of these guys are so stupid they couldn't rub two nickels together. All right, I've said enough. Now I will move on to the phone call part of the program. And it's Larry. Larry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, Larry.
This is the first time calling you. I just want to give you a thumbs up. I'm not going to waste your time. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And, the war, I think the war brought out the better halfway. You know, at first I thought you were just more of a comedian, but I didn't know you so sharp on foreign policies and what have you.
Yeah, I'm basically as full of crap as most guys you hear on the air, Larry.
Yeah, but seriously, though, I think, even if the coming part played out, you can hold your own with the best of them. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All that's it.
We're going to try to do our best here, holding our own with the Serious Talk Show hosts. Thanks, pal.
Well, it's all what you make of it, but seriously, I just want to give you a good compliment.
Well, that's nice of you. I appreciate it, sir.
All right.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
A lot of people have said that, you know, you could be a hell of a Serious Talk Show host if you just take your thumb out of your ear and act like a freaking human being and quit with all the phony baloney voices. And then they fall face first onto the bar, and then I have to put them over my shoulder and carry them to the car. But that's just one general manager out of many. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, here is Nadja on the Phil Hendry Show. Nadja, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I did not like how we were just called towelheads.
What's that?
You just called us towelheads?
You got to understand something. I call myself a Mick. I call my Italian friend Mr. Schaefer a WAP. I do that.
I understand, but at this point,
you gotta loosen up.
Really
you gotta take the
when you say
you gotta
towelheads,
take the you gotta take the pull out of your rear end, Nadja. It's just
you know
it's,
what? Listen to me. People are when they listen to you,
yeah.
They repeat, especially right now.
Oh, I know they do. They
angry.
Repeat. Well, people are stupid too, and if they repeat anything they hear on talk radio, I'm not improving on their stupidity, and I'm not improving on their intelligence. They're born stupid. They're gonna be stupid, and anybody gonna make them smarter? It isn't Phil Hendry, and talk radio isn't gonna make them any smarter.
People
you gotta understand that the towelhead mm-hmm. crack comes from the same kind of person. You know, I use these terms because they're colloquial. I also use them to communicate with the more, shall we say, bigoted members of my audience who might think that I'm one of them if I use their language.
Are you one of them?
And what would that be, Nadja?
It sounds like you are
well,
one of.
Then you're not
people.
Very intelligent, and I thought you were celebrating intelligence.
I am an intelligent.
All right, then let's celebrate intelligence for a second.
I don't like to hear something on the radio.
Then let's celebrate intelligence.
Let's
celebrate intelligence. Let's celebrate intelligence and not stupidity then. So what was your question? Am I one of them?
Are you one of them?
And what are them?
The same ignorant people listening to you. The same ignorant people like the Mexican that was on the radio.
That was me doing a voice. Now how smart are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
You know
tell you what,
what
Nadja,
why don't you
loosen a towel on your freaking head. How about that? That was me doing a voice. You know, we get more geniuses calling this show, and let me tell you how it is, and let me tell you how it is. I do all the phony baloney voices on this show. How about that? Although I must say, I wasn't doing the voice there of old Nadja. One of the problems that you got is you got to pull the pole out of your rear end. How about that? As I look across at my WAP friend, Mr. Schaefer, from this Irish Mick here, and Taylor, who knows what he is, he looks like a mutt, and Chris, I don't even want to begin to guess, I think he's Arab, or is that, you look more like Bela Lugosi tonight. Happy Halloween, brother. 1-800-449-8686. Visit our website, philhenryshow.com.